This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got John Chestnut on the line. He is the new president and CEO of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA. And John, we're going to get to know you a little bit. First of all, why did you take this role as the president and CEO?
Well, Katie, thank you for the opportunity just to get to spend some time, a few minutes with you here. This has been quite a process to get here, and I really have been very grateful just throughout the process that, it feels like that God has led both me and us along the way at each step and moving forward and really to confirm this. I think overall that just the opportunity to get to serve at this point in time in history is really a tremendous opportunity, and so we feel very privileged and honored to have the opportunity to steward this role for this season.
And you've been serving in different areas of the Bible translation world for a number of years now. Why are you so passionate about Bible translation?
Well, really, it was coming into when our family was in the pastor for about 13 years before joining Wycliffe, and we had an opportunity as a church to adopt a unreached people group in Central Asia. And in working with that unreached people group, one of the things that we realized was they were looking to start and plant churches and evangelism, discipleship starting. But one of the biggest challenges there is that they did not have scripture in a language this community could understand. And so as I engaged as a pastor and began to realize that there's a huge need out there, and I'm passionate about seeing churches planted. That was our background, was church planting. How can that happen if God's word is not present in a language that people can understand? And so that was a big part of our journey in the early days of getting started on this road here.
And now you've been formally in this president CEO role for about a week now. What are the big differences you're noticing compared to some of the roles you've had in the past?
Well, yes, and officially, I officially started April 1st. We did the celebration installation, the official installation just this last week. We got washed out from Hurricane Dorian in September, so this was round two. But I've been in the role now since April 1st, and prior to serving in this role, I worked on the senior executive leadership team for about 7 years here at Wycliffe, serving in the area of partnerships and helping to raise funds for our projects around the world.
And obviously you guys work as a team, but just picking your brain really quick, what would you like to see happen? What are your goals for the coming years?
Well, one of the things as we look ahead is there's still some 2,100 language communities out there with no scripture at all. And so, that heavily is fills our windscreen, really, our primary focus as we move forward. How might we see, through partnerships and working with other ministries and churches around the world, how can we see God's word come to those communities? And then not only just a portion of God's word, but our hope and desire is that every language community around the world would have access to the full context or all of scripture in a language or form that they can understand. And so we believe that we are very passionate about that, and we are asking God that he would, through partnership and working, God's church working together around the world, that we might see that happen. That really is first and foremost, I would say, for us.
And we will obviously connect people with different practical ways to help, whether it's giving or going. Uh-huh. But how can our listeners and readers really be praying for you as you, you say you've been working since April, but as you go forward, how can we be praying for you?
Well, specifically, I think that the task ahead is absolutely huge. And, the good side of what I'm seeing around the world is I really believe that God is pouring out his spirit maybe as never before in history right now, and we're seeing relationships and partnerships come together to accomplish his task together. And I'll tell you, I'm thrilled about that and getting to see that happen. At the same time, I continue to believe that one of the greatest threats to the work as a whole is really what Christ challenged his disciples in John 17, is that we would be one, and that in these partnerships and relationships that we would work together and honor God and how we work, and that the enemy would not get in and disrupt and discourage and create disunity. And I really feel like from a prayer perspective, that's one of the areas that we are regularly asking for prayer for, is that God would maintain the unity of these working relationships around the world so that his work can continue, often in very difficult circumstances already.
All right, that wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just, again, appreciate the opportunity. And as I mentioned before, I really think that this is a great time, and God is doing some fantastic things around the world to see that picture that we find in Revelation 7:9 of people from every tongue, tribe, and nation coming around the throne. And, you know, if the Lord tarries and we get to tarry a little while longer, I believe it's very possible that we would see the reality of every language community having access to God's word during our lifetime. And so that really is my hope and prayer, and that's what we're working towards.